If it's big enough for you to make money and small enough for you to stand out, that is a great niche. So when you niche down, you are speaking specifically to a group of people who deeply, deeply resonate with your message and connect with you. Basically, what we want to do as a small business or any business is to stop marketing to everybody. When you market to everybody, you basically are marketing to nobody. You need to be so specific. You need to find your ideal customers. You need to know everything about them. You should build a buyer persona for them. That is the basis of good marketing, is to understand who you're marketing to. You actually only want the people buying from you who are going to get the most benefit. They're going to love what you're selling. They're going to see the value in it. They're going to connect with you. Those are the people that you want buying from you. Hey there. Welcome to another episode of the Daring Dreams podcast, Art and Strategy in Small Business Marketing, where we mix a whole lot of passion with smart marketing strategies to help you grow your business with purpose. I'm Haley Bowen, and today I'm going to take you on another 3-2-1 journey where we are diving into one of the most game-changing moves you can make as a business owner, and that is niching down or specializing. Especially small businesses, I find this is one of the most powerful ways to really stand out. In my book, Brand Worth Loving, I talk about a number of ways that you can differentiate your brand, right? So how do you stand out? And one of the ways that I love the most is absolutely this idea of niching down or specializing for small businesses. But I know that niching down can sometimes seem a little bit scary, like you're somehow limiting your audience, right? Like you're excluding people from your audience. But the truth is, by focusing on less, you can actually bring way more to your business. You get more loyal customers, you have way more clarity in your messaging, and ultimately, you're probably gonna get a lot more growth. So today, we're gonna talk about some incredible examples of businesses that kind of went all in on their niche or specialty and absolutely crushed it. Some clients, some bigger businesses that you may have heard of. And then I'm going to help you to understand why niching is so important. And we're going to do the 3-2-1. So the three is three reasons why you should consider niching down your small business. Two would be two ways that you can start to do that. And one is one piece of advice that I really, really hope you take to heart. So are we ready to get the ball rolling? Are we ready to talk about this? So basically what we want to do as a small business or any business is to stop marketing to everybody. When you market to everybody, you basically are marketing to nobody. And I kind of talk about this a lot in that you become bland. Like if you're trying to appeal to everybody, you're not being unique. You can't stand out. You can't be bold in your opinions and your values, stuff like that. And you really are going to be bland. And I would say that being bland and boring as a brand is one of the riskiest moves you can actually make. Way, way riskier than niching down and really choosing who you're going to talk to and becoming an authority in that area. So as we go into this conversation, I want you to keep an open mind, and I want you to realize that when you go from trying to be everything and appeal to everybody to really finding your people, that's when business will change, and really for the good, really, really for the good. So let's start with three reasons why niching down is absolutely critical for your business. Maybe before I jump into that, let me just share a couple examples of what I mean. One of the examples that I share in my book, and I think is a really, really strong example to illustrate what I mean by this, is niching down your audience. So I'm going to give you an example of a niche down business where they're just focusing on one really strong target customer. And then I'm going to give you one where they're like niche down on specialty. So kind of two separate things, but both niching down and both very strong. Okay, so niching down on a target, let's talk about GoPro, okay? So GoPro is this camera, you put it on your head, and if you're an adventurous athlete, you like to be outside and film your adventures, GoPro's for you. There is so many video cameras out there, right? But GoPro appeals to a certain market of, I would say, adventurers and risk takers and nature lovers. And they I'm sure they've narrowed it down much more than that. But if they were broad and just were like, we are a video camera for everybody, I bet you wouldn't know their name. right? So GoPro is for those extreme type adventures that you're taking. And so they're for those extreme people who are taking those adventures. Now, of course, other people who aren't going downhill skiing or, you know, skiing through the glades or whatever, will buy a GoPro for other reasons, right? But their target and their marketing is very specific to that niche. And that creates such a strong story and opens so many doors and levels of things that they can do that are going to appeal to that audience, which is way better than trying to appeal to every single person, right? So GoPro is a really great example. Another really great example of kind of like a niched audience, I'll talk about one of my clients who is going to be on this podcast soon. The client is Bubbles and Bombs, and Bubbles and Bombs has a like homemade soap company. They sell a lot of skincare products, stuff like that. They are just lovely people, and I cannot wait for you to meet them. So after this episode, if their episode is already on the podcasting platforms, please go watch it. Judith and Justin are absolutely fabulous. So we started doing their work together. And one of the things that we found as we did the work together was they really have this specialization, I guess, in sensitive care products, really for people with sensitive skin. So narrowing down on those people with sensitive skin and giving them something that they couldn't get from another company. So Bubbles and Bombs has narrowed their audience. They are focused on people with sensitive skin, right? Now, they're going to layer that with other things, but they can talk so clearly about sensitive skin and issues with sensitive skin and how this helps sensitive skin. And they're so focused. So if you have sensitive skin and you have the option to get whatever soap is trying to appeal to everybody, or skincare that's trying to appeal to everybody, or the one that is 100% focused on you, which one are you going to pick? Right? So those are kind of niches. So that will give you an idea. Like, it's like, I'm going to choose to be very, very focused on the certain segment of the market who could be interested in my product. Okay. Or who is interested in my product. So the same with my business, right? Like, I could do marketing for like tons of people, but I really have focused on doing marketing for these small solopreneurs with like these really big, massive hearts. And so, yes, I could make probably more money if I went to bigger companies with bigger budgets and stuff like that. But like, I'm in with you small business owners. And so like that's kind of my niche. Now, it's not my differentiator, but it is the niche in which I will work. And I've had opportunities to be in some publications and stuff that I'm like, my people aren't there. Like, there's no point in me being there if my people aren't there. So I'm kind of niched down on this, right? And so I could niche even further. Here's a really good example. So let's say that you own a gym, okay? And you want to do some marketing. Do you want to come to me who helps local businesses, which are gyms, right? Or do you want to go to somebody who specializes in gyms marketing for gyms, right? So those are the choices that you have, right? Or do you want to go to some generic company who just does everybody, who specializes in, like, doesn't matter. We'll just take you, be a client if you need marketing, right? So you're probably going to be like, I'm a gym. I don't want to work with the people who work with gyms, right? So those marketers who are specific to that niche are going to get more clients because people can self-identify as, I want to be part of this. So if you are really purpose-driven and heart-led and you want to build a business that's like truly authentic and a real true reflection of who you are, you're probably going to work with me, even if you're a gym, as opposed to working with the gym person, if that's more important to you. So when you niche down, you give people these options of choosing specialists in that they can kind of resonate with, right? Now, there's also the specialty, right? So you could say that niching down on people who own gyms is also a specialty in gyms. So it's kind of like nuanced. But I want to give you an example of a specialty type business. One that I think is just really, really fabulous. So there is a company in Canada called Click the Mouse, and they're like, you know, they have their designated people who promote Disney World and or Disneyland or Disney World or Disney facilities, the happiest place on earth. Anyways, so I'm planning my vacation with my family a few years ago, and we decided we're going to go to Disney. And so I could plan it myself. I could go to a travel agent, right? But I knew somebody who worked, had a business called Click the Mouse. And I'm like, I am 100% going to the person who specializes in Disney vacations, because she knows how to get the best meal plans. She knows when I'm going to like meet, like she is a specialist in that area. And so anybody going to Disney would probably rather work with Click the Mouse than just a general type travel agent, right? So these are kind of the options that you have. And there's a lot of people. So what you need to think about is this niche big enough for me? And generally it is, right? Okay. So those are some examples to give you an idea of what I'm talking about. It's like, stop being a generalist, stop appealing to everybody, and really figure out who the heck you want to work with on a daily basis, right? Who are you going to appeal to? And then you can just go all in and just be so interesting and unique and like resonate so much, right? Okay, so let's do the 3-2-1 of this, because the 3-2-1 is really, I just want these podcasts where I'm just on my own teaching to kind of just give you some punch. Okay, so we're going to do 3 reasons why niching down is so critical for so many businesses. So one, you may have guessed it, is stronger customer connections. So when you niche down, you are speaking specifically to a group of people who deeply, deeply resonate with your message and connect with you on a deeper level. It creates a stronger emotional connection, and that builds trust so much faster than when you have like a broad audience. So those stronger customer connections, they are easier to form when you have niched down. The next one is kind of less competition and more authority. So by specializing, you're stepping out of the crowded general market and you're positioning yourself as an expert in your niche, right? So that not only reduces the competition for you, but it also helps you establish authority, making it so much easier for customers to choose you over the other people. So like I was talking about with the Disney, right? Like you're an authority, Click the Mouse. You're an authority in that market. It makes it so much easier for me to say, I want to work with you, right? Okay, so kind of less competition, more authority, which is really, really great. It's better, like I sometimes say this, remember those pictures when you didn't have Canva, right? And this was years ago, and you had PowerPoint, and PowerPoint had some clip art. One of the clip art that they had was a fishbowl with like a bunch of tiny little fish in it. And then the other one was a fishbowl with a big fish. So I always look at that and I'm always like, I would rather be a big fish in a small bowl than a small fish in a big fish tank, right? So in the fish tank, you've got like all these fish swimming around. Everybody's vying for everybody's attention. Nobody's really standing out. Or you're literally in this small pond, like small bowl with only your people, and you're the big fish. That's kind of the way I look at it. Okay. And then the last one is focused marketing like this, when you are very specific about who you're targeting and you're niched down on them, equals better return on your investment, better ROI. So with a niche, you know exactly who you're targeting. You should always know who you're targeting anyways, but it's very specific, which means that your marketing efforts are like sharper, they're more focused, and ultimately they are more cost effective, because you're going to waste less time and money trying to attract the general public who are not going to be interested in what you're doing, because they want somebody who is trying to attract them specifically, right? So when you spend less time and money attracting those general people, you can focus on what really works for your business. So those are the three reasons why I would love you to think about your business. Are you niched down enough? One of the gurus that I listen to kind of talks about the minimal viable audience, right? Like who is, if you were to look at all of your audience, who is the minimal viable audience? So the group of people that makes your business viable, but is the most niche down that it could possibly be. That's what you should kind of be thinking about, right? The riches are in the niches. I call it niches, but other people call it niches. The riches are in the niches. I think that's what they say. Okay. So two ways that you can niche down in your business. So number one is you really should understand the competitive landscape of the industry that you're in, right? So when you look at what you're selling and how other people can solve the same problem that you solve, what are the options out there, right? And who are targeting who? Like really get a good idea of what is going on in your competitive landscape, in your industry, and find the area that is maybe underserved that you really feel a passion for, right? Find the area that maybe there should be a niche, but there isn't, right? So, and you could like make a niche based on, you know, profession, values, interests. Like there's lots of different ways, cultural niches. Like you can make niches based on so many different things, like anything that you could segment an audience with, if it's big enough for you to make money and small enough for you to stand out, that is a great niche. Okay. So I would take a good look at the whole area in which what you're selling is being sold and figure out what might work there. And then you really want to also look at yourself, right? So many people who are really successful in niching down have a strong passion. Like really strong passion, or they have some kind of connection with the niche that they're choosing. And I will tell you, it is so much easier to market a business that you are passionate about, that you resonate with, and that like it's your people, right? So it is a lot easier to find something you love, whether it's an interest or a specific group or whatever, and bring people into that fold, right? Versus being like, okay, I looked at the competitive landscape. There's a space here for me to play in marketing for lawyers, right? But like, if I don't have that passion or pizzazz for that, then that is not going to be the best place for me. So that's the other thing I want you to look at, is look at yourself. Look at your interests. And most likely, if you have a small business, you are already pursuing your passion, I would assume, or have some interest in that. So I would definitely think about that. So that would be kind of two ways that you can start to look at, like, how can I niche down? What is the minimal viable audience for me that I can stand out within, right? Like, I want to be that big fish in that small pond or fish tank, or what do you call it? Fish bowl, as opposed to be one of those tiny little fish. They're all running around. They're all trying to get the same food, and nobody can tell them apart, right? Okay. So we did three reasons, two ways to kind of get started. And then the last piece is, I want to give you a piece of advice. So I want to give you one piece of advice that I really, really hope that you take, because as I go through this process with people of figuring out how they're going to stand out in the market, this is one of the ways. I talk about six different ways in my book, Brand Worth Loving. You can definitely get the link to that in the show notes. And I'm sure I'm going to have other episodes that talk about the different ways to differentiate as a small business. But one of the things that people do is they are afraid. So whether you are using this as your differentiator, or whether you're just doing good marketing, and truly understanding who your target audience is, truly being so specific on who they are, You need to do that. You need to be so specific. You need to find your ideal customers. You need to know everything about them. You should build a buyer persona for them. Like that is the basis of good marketing, is to understand who you're marketing to, right? And it's not just everybody. It's not just people who want to buy my pottery. There are certain people who want to buy your pottery. Every time I go through the exercises of building buyer personas, people are, not every time, I would say 90% of the time, people are quite surprised at how similar their customers are and how we can actually create a very small defined target of people and be so specific in our marketing to attract more of them. But people are afraid. Business owners sometimes are afraid that if they become too niche, if they focus too much on their ideal clients and their target audience, that they're going to alienate everybody else and then they're going to lose business. So my advice to you is, do not be afraid to exclude people. You actually only want the people buying from you who are going to get the most benefit. They're going to like love what you're selling. They're going to see the value in it. They're going to connect with you. Those are the people that you want buying from you, because those are the people who are going to spread the word. They're going to say nice things about you. They're going to keep coming back. They're going to be loyal. The people who are not your people or not your right ideal customers aren't going to get the best benefit. They're not going to see the value. Those are the ones who are going to give you the poor reviews and complain. And, you know, that's not who we want, right? So you really need to be specific, whether you're niching down or like generally in your marketing, you need to be specific on who you're serving. And just know that just because you're being targeted in you're targeting specifically in your marketing, you're narrowing down your messaging, you're narrowing down who you're talking to, doesn't mean that nobody else is going to buy from you, right? But it does mean that more of the right people are going to buy from you. And as long as there is enough of those right people, you're going to be fine, right? So I would say, do not be afraid to exclude people. I would be so much more afraid to include people that shouldn't be included, right? So if somebody's marketing their business and it doesn't resonate with me, I'm going to just move on. I'm not going to be mad at them that they're not marketing to me, that their business is not for me. But if they are marketing to me, I'm listening, right? And I'm paying attention and I'm probably buying, right? So as long as I have that need. So that's what I would say, is it is far better to be okay with having some people not like you. It's okay for your brand to stand for something. It's okay for your brand to niche down. So that is it. Hope you enjoyed this 3-2-1. And again, take a listen to the episode. I think it's upcoming if you're listening to this in season 1 of Bubbles and Bombs. All right. Have a great day.